Welcome, fight investors, to UFC Las Vegas 93's edition of the Gamblew Sneak Teep podcast, where I make investment observations on UFC opening lines. Last week on this Sneak Teep podcast, I released Thiago Moises, who looked old, slow, and lacking aggression in his loss to Ludovic Klein last week. Let's keep away from low-volume fighters who look aged in the cage as we move forward this year and beyond. Sneak Teep to date is earning for listeners as we stand 9-6-2 with a profit of 3.41 units. Let's continue to earn. This week, UFC Las Vegas 93, there are 13 scheduled bouts from the Apex. So small crowd as well, a very small sized cage, both are factors. On this slate, we have just two fights featuring athletes weighing 170 pounds or more. So look for flies scrambling in a mason jar to be the theme of the weekend, with decisions a more than likely occurrence for many of these bouts. We have two contender series graduates on the card. One's coming in off a loss. Holy cow. We have several Brazilian ship-ins with many U.S. athletes. Also, there's a Japanese, a Chinese, a Kazakhstani, Indonesian, and Myanmar athlete laced in as well. I already have a couple releases published to members this week via Bout Business Podcast, and I'm more than likely going to have more through the week as these lines are percolating, because there's very little for folks to be betting on in the dog days of summer. Investors interested in obtaining UFC intel need to go to Gamblew.com and hit the Bout Business tab at the top of the webpage to check out membership options. Now let's look at the first of the line observations for this card and round one. Round one is an early fight where Melquiziel Costa from Brazil squares off against Chinese fighter Nudambike. Costa opened minus 135 and was bet immediately to minus 166. Both these fighters lost to Steve Garcia in their last fight, so it seems only reasonable that the UFC pits one against the other to determine which one's real. Costa's early popularity makes sense to me based on his fight acumen and what I've seen from him in the cage prior. Now round two. In round two, it's willing welterweights. Josh Quinlan, a gamer, and Adam Fugit, another aggressive scrapper. Quinlan, in a bit of a surprise here to me at least, opened minus 145, Fugit plus 125, but the market jumped. And now you can forget about Fugit as a dog, for he's now plus 100. Quinlan's style is fun to watch, and he'll stand and bang, but he's limited in skill, defense, and fight talent, in my opinion. Fugit has a slight advantage here in height and size and reach. He's gritty, but he has not fought what I consider to be elite competition. I tend to agree with this line move to Fugit, but have some hesitation jumping this fight so early in the week while the line may still be moving. Round three is next. The third round takes us to Jesse Armfeld, minus 220 at open, and Brady Hiestad, his opponent, plus 185. Hiestad's seen some money, for he's now plus 150. Armfeld's favorite price has dropped down to minus 180. In money flow that I happen to disagree with here. Hiestad is the taller and longer fighter, yes, but I feel Armfeld is the more capable mixed martial artist. I tend to lean to Armfeld. Let's see if that price can continue to drop through the week. Round four. In round four, it's 39-year-old Douglas Silva de Andrade, who opened minus 125. He's now pick'em minus 110 against his foe, Miles John, who, oh, by the way, trains with the aforementioned Jesse Armfeld. There's a total in this fight, and it's 2.5 rounds over minus 210. Johns has a well-formed mixed martial arts game, and he's 8 years younger than Silva de Andrade, who is still a capable fighter, but is getting up there in age, especially for a 135-pounder. Johns is hittable, but he's got really solid wrestling. This one should be razor close and does go to decision, in my opinion. Now for round five. We'll go to the main event for round five, and here we get the ultra-talented young man Tatsuro Taira, a Japanese fighter who opened minus 250 against grizzled veteran Alex Perez, who is now plus 160 after opening plus 210. In this case, I agree with the money coming to Perez, as he's been in with much better competition, and he's still only 32. Though he's been subbed prior, it's from pedigreed UFC caliber competition, and I wonder if Taira is ready for this substantial move up in level of foe. As mentioned, Taira is stepping up substantially here to face Perez, who's been very active, as this is his third bout since March 2nd, while Taira has been off since December. Perez as a pup price seems a reasonable position, especially since that price looks to be eroding. This week's Sneak Teep podcast release, we're going to go back to Mel Kiziel Costa at minus 170, and we're going to parlay Mr. Costa with an early fight on the card, Swedish fighter Josefine Knutsson, currently priced minus 225, and these are DraftKings prices. She's an undefeated Swede, and she's in against what appears to be an overmatched Brazilian athlete making her debut off the Contender Series. In this parlay, one unit returns 1.3 units. I'm quite conservative managing my UFC business and all my sporting investment pursuits, to be honest, because I make every wager I advise, and I play with real dollars, not hypothetical money like most. In fact, the amount of rubbish spewed on social media really makes me laugh if these flakes are taken for what they are. I saw some clown fight capper a week or so ago release a slate with 15 units worth of diarrhea releases on one card. He got clobbered, needless to say. If you trust a flake like that, who's making action moves and has little to no clue how to actually invest, then soon enough, you too will learn your own lessons. There's a lot of fakes out there, people. Please be wise in who you choose to trust. Preaching aside, that's the Sneak Teep for this week. Next week, we're back, but the Sneak Teep will be released on Tuesday, just as an FYI. Enjoy Las Vegas 93 and check with me Friday for the Bout Business Podcast. Gamblu.com. It's business. Boom.